When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
A hard fact about becoming a teaching artist is that you have to try to make a case for why a hosting organization or school or library should invite you to work with their patrons, students, kids, constituencies, teens, adults, whoever. And part of that hard truth comes out of the notion that very few of us, relatively speaking, very few of us have name recognition that would bypass the necessity to make a case for why they should hire you. And odds are, I mean, many of us teaching artists do this out of a sense of calling, but it's also a way to subsidize your income as an artist too, right? There's that. So also, if you have the name power to not have to make the case, then you probably aren't looking for that extra income anyway, right? You're probably being invited by other people without having to go looking, right? So that's what you're up against, is you're up against this notion of you're contacting people who understandably don't necessarily know who you are. And now you're making the case that, hey, look, I'm a working artist. Here's the stuff I make. But now you have to make a case for why, what value you're going to bring to the people that you're going to serve as a teaching artist in that space, right? So how do you do that? There's a couple different ways. I think today I'm going to focus on getting some evidence of your public speaking skills. And then maybe tomorrow I'll talk a little bit about lesson plans. So one thing that I one of the things that I intuited early on in my teaching career was in doing library visits, school residencies, I discovered that I'm pretty good with the group that I like to serve. Interesting and fun things happen in my classrooms that the students know are great, but the world at large doesn't get to see it, right? So, and this is further complicated by the fact that, you know, it's not like I can necessarily set up a camera in my classroom and record children interacting with me. You know, in certain instances, like in certain venues that I've performed or led workshops, they have everybody sign a waiver, you know, but there's privacy implications of that. And furthermore, so I needed some kind of documentation of what the experience of my classroom was like, but I also needed documentation that implied some kind of, it comes from some kind of authority in the field, right? So not to say that like I'm necessarily getting credentialed by the hosting organizations, but evidence that I've worked with a variety of hosting organizations. Oh, here's a video of me teaching at this venue. Here's a video of me teaching at that venue, etc. But also, here's me speaking at an event with more than 20 people, right? My classroom size, like something bigger beyond a classroom. So I intuited that it would be helpful to my work as a teaching artist if I reached out and did some public speaking in some way or another. And what I did to start with was I got involved with the Ignite Talks when I lived in Ann Arbor. They had an annual Ignite Ann Arbor event. Now, Ignite Talks are these 5-minute talks where you don't have control of your slides. I think you have 40 slides in 5 minutes, and the slides advance every 20 seconds or something like that. I forget the actual timing of it. But so you have to practice a talk that the idea was, I think the tagline for the Ignite Talks was, get us excited about something, but make it quick. And then you go on stage with like a whole bunch of other people, one after another, like 8 or 9 people in the night all do these 5-minute talks. And so I put together a 5-minute talk on why I think comics are great and practice it. And then I did the talk and it was recorded and live streamed. And now I have something that I can link to on my website saying, here's me talking about comics. Right? And it's still on my website, as a matter of fact, on my teaching page, because that was a well-rehearsed, well-practiced talk that represents my style and my enthusiasm and my ethos very well. And it's not a bad idea to get a little bit of practice doing public speaking anyway. The Ignite Talks are free for you to sign up for, free for the public to attend. So even though public speaking is one of the scariest things in the entire world for some people, it's relatively speaking low stakes. I'm not going to get fired if I do a bad job on this. And yeah, if there's a bad there's a recording of me like totally failing at a talk, that's one thing that I'm just not going to link to it on my website, you know? Yeah, somebody could find it in my in a search history or something, but as long as I don't do something terribly egregious, like if it's just me like stumbling through a talk, that's not going to destroy my career. So I felt like it's low stakes. It's a way for me to collect evidence of my like what I'm about. So then I can showcase it on my website if it turns out good. If it doesn't turn out good, then it was just practice. So that would be like one of the pieces of or things to think about if you are an artist who is thinking about branching out into doing teaching arts. A way to establish rapport and trust quickly with a hosting organization is to give them something that shows them what it's like to be in a room with you. And that's one. That's the experiential part. The qualitative part is some kind of video evidence. And I would even say that this is something that you could model with a camera if you wanted to. This is something you could just like sort of, you know, do a pretend performance to the camera showing what your classroom looks like. That'd be another one as well. So some kind of video component. And then tomorrow, like I said, I'm going to talk about like, well, how do you prepare them to understand what specifically the classroom experience is going to be like? What specifically happens at your workshop? And how can you bring the hosting organization to that understanding quickly while also preparing everybody for success, you and them? Okay, so I'm out. This has been part of the Art Sound Off Challenge, artsoundoff.com, where me and my buddy Rob Stenzinger challenge ourselves and by extension everybody else to check in every day in, well, check in throughout the month of November with some kind of audio journal about your art. The theme I'm choosing this year is to talk about being a teaching artist and how that has benefited my work as an artist in general, but then also discussing some ideas like how tips and strategies for people who are starting out doing teaching arts. And but you can choose your own theme and you don't even have to share them. You know, you can just do it for the sheer practice of doing it. But if you do decide to share them, we ask that you use the Art Sound Off hashtag so that we can follow along. We can all check out the voices that are contributing to the discussion about, you know, art journaling this month. I'll be back tomorrow with another Thunder Punch Daily. Until then, remember everybody.
Orko certainly helped us out in today's adventure, and he learned a good lesson, too. He made a promise to the Ice Lord he thought he could break. But Adam showed him you shouldn't make a promise knowing you're not going to keep it. People judge you by many things. Your appearance, your honesty, the way you act. Those things show your character. When you make a promise and don't keep it, it shows bad character. So always think before you speak and mean what you say. That way what you say will be respected. See you again soon.